So are we not on Daf Mem? Mem on Beis. Mem on Beis. We are Mem on Beis. We are where it says Vector Chalava. Namzi and some interesting insights tonight. Vector Chalava. One of the things that you do on Shabbos, of course, by Korn Pesach, in Korn Pesach, bro, Shabbos is to take the chalav and put the chalav on top of the Mizbeach. Loyoli Chilav Chagia Boker. It says by Pesach, it comes out, Pesach comes on a weekday, Erev Pesach comes on a weekday, I should say, that you're not supposed to leave the chalav, the chalavim, until morning. But that's a problem, though. Because that means, says more, Vimuri Chol Kremim Yontif. That means that the Murim of the Korban Pesach, which is sacrificed on a weekday, are being brought on the Mizbeach on Pesach night, which is already Yontif. What right does one have to do that? The Murim of a weekday should only be able to be brought on a weekday, even though it's a Korban Pesach, and tonight is Pesach, but the fact remains that it's a Murim of a weekday Korban, and should not be able to be brought on a Yontif. So it says, well, Amr Avor, Avor said, Ki Amtia, I explained that story about B'shcha Abosol Yos B'Shabbos. Korban Pesach takes on the character of whatever day it's brought on. If the 14th day of Nisan is Shabbos, then it's a Korban of Shabbos. A Korban of Shabbos, the Murim of the Shabbos may be brought at night, which is Yontif. Okay, so once, if the Erev of Shabbos, Erev Pesach comes out on a Shabbos, then such a thing is relevant. Rabbi Yonah Boy, right?
Isn't it a question?
Yeah, but who says the morning should be brought that night? Look what we're going to say. Rabbi Avo has said, no, it's not going to work, this interpretation of Bosa. He asked the question. If the 40th day comes out of Shabbos, Ein Chagiga Bo Imo. It says in Pasuk, not lo yel yolin chela pischi ad boker, it says chagi. What's the chag talking about? Chagiga. When is the chagiga brought? Only when Pesach comes out on a weekday. So we're back to square one. You can't say this Pasuk is talking about when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, because it's talking about chagiga. And chagiga only comes when Erev Pesach comes out on a weekday. So it says, well, you know what? Torah said, Hakriveu mi boidioin. Sacrifices during the day, meaning the imurim, you thought it means that means you put the imurim on at night. Mistake. What it means is make sure all the imurim get done before nightfall, so they're not left till the next morning. So in Echanam, you're not allowed to sacrifice the Murim of the Korban Pesach on the night of Pesach. It's Taka Osir. So it comes out. Okay? Now the next line is a mistake. It's not a mistake, but it's slipped in here from an irrelevant sugi in Rosh Hashanah. So just skip it. Amrei Chayyar Chida said, Ilu Avar Vehevi Shem Eino Kosher. He says another interpretation. Now, according to the Hushmakal, the Korban Eida, this line also has to do with Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't have to do with us. But the Menei Moshe gives a decent shot in this. Look, but the Eved, if you brought a Chagiga on Shabbos, his sacrifice on Shabbos, is it kosher? It is kosher, right? Shouldn't the brought it, but your Torah of mitzvah, it's a kosher Korban. So, the Achashilu Hevi, however, baby kosher, oiver. So that means that if you brought it and improperly, it's still a kosher Pesach. So in that it say, since you brought once you brought it, it's still a kosher chagiga. You should have brought it. Once you brought it, make sure all the chalavi, that chagiga, are sacrificed by the night, by overnight of the first night Pesach, in order that you shouldn't transgress Baal Solin in the morning. Okay? Now, all that is talking about stuff which is Doich HaShabbos. Avot Tzliyoso, but it's roasting, by the Chosa, V'Chadavos Krovav, and watch, it's in it, Ein HaDoichin, they don't push off Shabbos. Now we have a kasha, although the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly here, it should. There's an the question Gemara is about to address is it says that when Erev Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, then that night, right before nightfall, they're allowed to drop their ovens into the tanur to roast. How could they do that? The roasting then is it's being doicha Shabbos, isn't it? So it says the Gemara, here we see that you have to do the roasting at night. But elsewhere it says that you're allowed to put the Kohen Pesach into the oven to roast, even though it's right before Shabbos. Why is that permissible? So it says, I'm going to tell you why. They put it in to the oven, it's only the Rabbanon. To put in raw meat into an oven on Erev Shabbos, even though it's a moment before Shabbos, still only this is the Rabbanon, not as a Daraisa, right? So this is the Rabbanon, we're matir. So it says, well, wait a minute, whoa. If you're matir, it's suri the Rabbanon for a Pesach. So la kavo, ulavosim yichutz tchum. Why could you also bring it from beyond the tchum, or carry it from beyond the tchum on Shabbos as well? So la kavo, so it's really a question, it's bitmiya, it's an astonishment. La kavo avosim yichutz tchum lo amar. Right, you never said we allow those Rabbanans. Why this Rabbanan? So it says more, very interesting answer. El Chutz Yushalayim, El Chutz Yushalayim, Ha Chutz La'azora, Chutz Yushalayim you can't do. In other words, where's Tchum beyond Yushalayim? Three Sayyim from beyond Yushalayim, Yushalayim is not Mutter. They were not their Tchum. However, but El Chutz Yushalayim, El Chutz Yushalayim, Aha, Michutz Azora Mutter. But here the Rosi, which is inside Yerushalayim, just outside the Azora's Mutter, Mishum Shvusi Tir Shayitir Bamikdash, this part of those Shvusim, those Yisurin Abanish, they are Matir Beis Hamikdash, or here they are Matir in the cause of roasting Korban Pesach. So it's a very interesting thing. You see here that Ein Shvus Bamikdash can apply even to not just the Mikdash itself, but also the place in Yerushalayim. Right, place your slime where you're going to roast the Korban Pesach. The shvus of not putting meat onto a fire right before Shabbos did not apply. Okay, so it's interesting riot to those old Rambam. I don't know if it's a good riot, but and later on we'll see riots which indicate the opposite. But it seems that it's a decent riot for the Rambam. I think it's the Rambam, who holds that all of the old city of Yerushalayim, well, all of the walled city of Yerushalayim, has the din of the Beis Hamikdash. Because here we see that the Shavuos is mutter even in the city of Yerushalayim. Okay? Says more further. That's why, you know, according to the Rambam, all 7 days in Yerushalayim in the year Atika, Lulav is Daraisa. Because even though it's only Daraisa in the Beis Hamikdash, the Rambam holds all of Yerushalayim is in the Beis Hamikdash. No? Yeah, but Nafkimina is, many years ago when I was in Shalvim, and I once went to the Old City for a convention. So Rabbi Lichtenstein was speaking, and he had, of course, already taken Shaken Lulav that day, but this is on Sukkot. When he came to the Old City to speak, he took the Lulav again. No, I don't think it was a bracha. Okay, I think he had one bracha a day by Lulav, but regardless, because of the din d'oraisa.
Akim d'oraisa.
It could have patted you from your chiyuv to fulfill the d'oraisa, but you definitely didn't get a mitzvah d'oraisa. Whereas now you get a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? So that's an afkamina. Alright, chatichas yabelas. You're allowed to not allowed to cut off a wart on Yontif. So Tamati, we learned elsewhere, Tamati, we learned Mesech the Erevin. The Chodchim HaBelos HaMikdash of Lo B'Medina. One is allowed to cut off a wart in the base of Mikdash. Now, there's a big machlokas here between the Mefarshim. If the wart is on the Kohen, we had this right back in Erevin, the same machlokas. If the wart is on the Kohen or the wart is on the animal, right? Because both are possible because of warts and blemishes. Let's assume it's on the animal. Then we're talking about the animal. Tavati Vilato de Vichol Chimia Bels Vimikdosh Lavalom Dina. So you're allowed to cut a wart. Which one is it? So Avim Bikli Kamakan Osir. If it's only if it's a Keli, then it's Osir regardless. But if it's not a Keli, so you're allowed to Beis Hamikdash, not in out beyond the Beis Hamikdash. So it says, so how do we exercise from the Far Mishnah? So it says, well, Rabbi Sium and Rabbi Shub and Levi Shem Bar Pardoya said, Mishut me ne kilchu payosos. The reason why by over there you cut off the wart, whereas by us you don't, is because here it's talking about a case where they're already selected. If it's going on the Kohen, the selected Kohen for the Kupay of Korban Tomit, or, you know, one of the many Kohen who did the Korban Tomit, or if it's going on the animal, so it means they're already selected the animal which they want to use for the Korban Tomit. So anyway, if you apostle the person or the animal, you're going to have to go back from scratch and start the whole selection procedure again as who does what avoidance. So therefore, they didn't want to do that. So therefore, in Ervin, that's like a B'dievet situation where you already chose an animal or chose a coin, so then you do go back or you don't go back? You don't go back. I mean, you cut off the wart. Right, you cut off the wart, so you don't have to do the go back to do the elections, the selections, right? So there you cut off the wart in order not to have to go back to the selections. Here we're not holding by that stage yet, so there we do, we don't cut off the wart. So the circumstances are not that extenuating over here as they were over there. But here, we're talking about the Korban Tomit, here the circumstances are not that extenuating, so we don't cut off the wart in this case. The word is the moon.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, and you know, at Shabbos.
You have to find
Shabbos.
All
right.
So you just select the word.
But for a Tommy, you'd rather cut off the word than have to start from scratch. According to Peso, you start from scratch. That's what it's saying. So, again, they killed the Jesus. I'm Rabbi Yosef in ancient Ephesus where they already went to the lottery. The Shem Melog Hashem Rabbi Subia said, Kami Frechis, in Erevin where it was permitted, it's probably about a dried up wart. So you're just, flaking it off, literally. It's not talking about a case where you have to actually cut it. The Kami Shani Frechis here in our by us, where we have to actually slice it or apply pressure to it, and that's why it's forbidden. Rav Shimon Yochi Momer, Rav Shimon Yochi says, Kam Balacha, Kam Biyavesha. If it's a moist water, obviously it's more significant, you're not allowed to do it. If it's a dry water, you're allowed to do it. Rav Yosef Rav Chinama, Kam Biyah, Kam Keli, with your hand, it's permissible. If it's with a tool, it's forbidden. Asir Shimon Yochi Shkabar Kapara, Chimi Rav Yishim Bar Yochim. Rav Shimon Yochi, who said the distinction between Ashishim Lakish, who said, whether it crumbles off or not, that's going like Barkapura. We'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who said that the difference is whether you're using your hand or a tool, that's like Rabbi Yochan, who we're going to see in a moment as well. The Tani, as we learned, here's the moment. Kol mekalkel b'turim, any mekalkel is exempt. On Shabbos, chutzin amavir v'osel chabura, with the exception, anybody who ruins something is potter, except for somebody who burns something, or somebody who's making a wound. V'akapara ma'afilu eino tzorich l'dam, afilu eino tzorich l'efer. This is true, even if you do not need the blood, and even if you don't need the ashes. In other words, when you're making a avara, you're making the fire, or you're making just a second. It's a machlokas by Chovel and Mavir. Do you have to actually get a benefit from it in order to be chayev? Or since they're by nature destructive activities, even if it's completely destructive, you're chayev. That's machlokas by Kapar and Rabbi Yochanan. By Kapar, it's a destructive melach. These are destructive melachos, Chovel and Mavir, wounding and making a fire. So therefore, if the Torah answered them, even though destructive must be, there's no need for them to be constructive there or for them to be also. They're also regardless. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even these malachas got to be constructive because malachas machsheves asatar means constructive work. You have to have a benefit from what you're doing, even if it's chayvel umavir. So that's the machlokas. Let's see that again inside. Last narrow line. Tani kol makalkin b'tori chutzi da chayvel umavir. Every makalka is b'tori except for chayvel umavir. Ma'avir voice the chabura. By kapora ma'afil ain't tzarich l'dam. That's true. Even he doesn't need the blood. Afil ain't tzarich l'efer. Even you don't need the ashes, you're still chayv. Rechidu shem Rabbi Yochanan said, kan v'kan. I skip. Ram Rabbi Yochanan said, v'shi tzarich l'dam, v'shi tzarich l'efer. Not true. Has to be some constructive purpose. You have to need the dirt or need the ashes or need the blood, right? So again, as we said, Rabbi Shim ben Lakish holds like by Kapora. Because Shim ben Lakish holds, if it's Chovel Mamish, it's not Mutter, even if you use a K-Yad. Even beyond it's also if it's Chovel Mamish. Why is that? Because he holds, even if it's not beneficial to you, right? Still awesome. Even if there's no benefit whatsoever. So the only time it's Mutter is where the wort is crumbly already. It's already flaking off, so therefore it's just to add on to that, it's not just the rice, right? Now, it's all 37 besides these. The 37 besides these. Now, Rabbi, however, Shimon and Yochim who said it depends if you use your hand. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi Berchanina, who was it? Rabbi Yossi Berchanina said it depends if it's with your hand or with a vessel, he holds a taka, mekalka b'chabura is potter. It's, yet even if even by chabura, even by making wounds, and even by mavir, there has to be a purpose, a beneficial purpose, right? And therefore, over here, if you're just plucking it off, there's no prohibition. Yeah, if you're just bugging it off with your hand, there's no prohibition. Because you don't want the wart, right? You just want to get rid of it, right? So there's no benefit for you. Now, if you use a keli, it's still going to be an isidoraisa, but not the isidoraisa of ma'am chayvel, rather the isidoraisa of what? If you use an implement, what would it be? Gozes. Harvesting. Right, so he holds that don't use an... don't use a keli. Use just your hand. With your hand, you can't be any more than chayvel. It's chayvel shlo l'tzorech. You're potter. Whereas a shimon lucky if whereas bar kapora and a shimon lucky say I forgot what the distinction was. Oh yeah, that. Even if there's no benefit, it's still considered to be chayvel umavir, right? So therefore, in this case over here, no matter if you take it off with your hand, it still could be this chabura, right? Because chabura doesn't require scalpels, right? So therefore, his distinction was, and you don't require benefit. So the distinction was between a case where it is still adhering, or a case where it's flaking off already. So it's flaking off already, it's not as if you're doing anything, because it's already partially off.
Okay. You aren't benefiting from it because you're getting a kosher carbon, right? Like you would with the mm-hmm. So why isn't the Gemara considering that it's a benefit?
It's a good question.
Because it's not in the gufa, it's not in the body itself. The body itself is not enhanced by this.
You're cutting off the wart, you're not using the wart for it. You're not getting a benefit out of that.
Or the place of the wart. That's what I think it is. Okay, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Acham Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Acham and Rabbi Chiyam Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Kam v'kam b'lachan u'kayomim. In both cases, I tell you about a moist wart, which is a dumb, the only case, it's also a case where for some reason you need the blood, don't ask me why. Havas l'chutz etchum, shvus. The main core base from beyond the tchum is the shvus is the Rabbanan. Misayeh lo adar ma Rabbi Yoyna, so it's arrived at which Rabbi Yoyna said, Kumi Rabbi Chiyah, in front of Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Chiyah Rab, in front of Rabbi Chiyah the gate. Rishim Rishim Bayusi, the Kuyah name, Rishim Bayusi for Lakunya. Loki that tchum is Shabbos to the Dvar Torah. When it gets Malchus on Tchum Shabbos to Raisa. Now that's not a right to that, because obviously here we said, you're not allowed to bring from outside the Tchum, right? Or Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, Chiyah Rabba said, V'lo Engvus Shabbos Elo Skilo V'Koreis. Right, Shabbos is no prohibition of Tchumim, because neither Skilo nor Koreis. Now for this we see that the old Tzol Tchumim must be the Rabbanan, right? Not the Raisa. Because it says the Raisa is either only Chiyah Misa, or Chiyuv Skilo or Chiyuv Koreis, and without that, there's no such thing as a penalty, right? So we find a penalty. It must be the Rabbanan. Okay? So that's the Raya, that which he said. What? Yeah. No. Loken is d'oraisa if you get Malchus. Rabbi Chiyah always says you don't get Malchus. Yeah, Ela Skilo Koreis. There is no Malchus at all. So Amar Leh, so he said to him, Voxi, doesn't it say? Now, there's a big typo here. Let's look at the carbonator and the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line down in the wide lines. You see the Hey Gilo Achi Garcino? It says any person sit on their spot. Shouldn't leave his place on the seventh day. Right? So we see from that that we have a what? Either means it's.
I thought the only difference is that the one is 12 meal and the other is.
Yeah, we have the Yushai, but not in this sugya. The sugya doesn't bring that down. So, Amalei Vaksi Atochi Meruna. Alright, I skipped again. Look at the carbonate. I'm sorry, I didn't finish what he says. So, Amalei Vaksi Shuish Tachta. I ate the Yishu Kom, nobody should leave his place. We Yomashi on the seventh day. I'm only serving for the carburetor. I'm a maxiv low. Let's say low, which would make it a lab. Alksiv. Al is not a lab. It means don't do, but it's not a proper lab. I'm lazy. He says, Al not a proper al lab. Vibe. Alksiv doesn't say, Al tokli menu no. Don't eat it raw or quasi cooked. So we see that. Al is a prohibition because there it's a lav, right? And it doesn't say again, mixiv lo, alksiv, it says al. So we see that al also could be an isidoraisa. In other words, Rabbi Anderson is saying, how can you say it's an isidoraisa? It's chum, it says al yetze ishim komo. And al is the lashon of a lav. And whenever it says al, it can mean a lav. So here too, it's a lav, right? So says the Gemara.
Um,
Oh, he didn't answer the question. Let's look at the same last line. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Abun. Avo b'yichayit, even though he asked a good question. He said, Av should be alive. Nevertheless, Av b'yichayit, Zom meim shmoso, Zom meim shmoso. Neither of them recanted or retracted. So therefore, what does it come out? That there's an opinion here that Tchum is the rice and an opinion which is Tchum the Rabbana. We're going to opinion that Tchum is the Rabbana. Okay? I'm a yeser bun avo bichal. Chatichas yabaltus. That's where chatichas yabaltus bekli shvus. It's cutting off the wart with a keli and indeed a shvus. I forgot what the meaning of his question is. I guess we're asking again, why isn't cutting off the wart with a kli only necessary to Rabbanan, let it be done for Shabbos? So may have avos that lo tayin Rabbi Yisrael Chanina kavoso v'avoso. Indeed, all that we prohibited was bringing the carbon in, either by shoulder or by dragging. But to cut off the wart is not a problem. So it says Mar, no. The reason why I didn't mention the make sure I got this right. Let me start at the top of the page again. Let me have a low time, Rabbi Yisrael Chena, the Kabbas of Abbasal. The only things that are doing on Shabbos are, not doing on Shabbos are, I now came back to me. I should preface the sugya. Lieberman says that this sugya is not in the same basement as the previous sugya. Lieberman has a short monograph in the Yushalmi, which I have not seen, called Talmudasho Ketzarin, which proves that certain parts of Yushalmi are made in different Bate Medrash. Some in Katzarin and some in Tveria, okay? So here we already had the discussion of what to do with the word on Shabbos and Yontif already, right? And here we're reiterating that. So he says, the Sugya Nominal was the Talmud of, I don't know how he knows, I'm sure it's in his book, was Talmud of Tveria, and this is Talmud of Kitzrin. Here. So I may have a low time, Rabbi Yisrael Chida, or Kamos of Abbas. Again, we had said that kind of we had the mission, you could only ride it, HaChatichas Yabalto Lo. The riding carries, tell me now to cut the warts. So, me begin to suffer with kli. That's only because he thought we were using a kli. In low. I'm just saying. Begin, third line down. Begin to suffer a kli. The only reason why it doesn't mention chatichas yabalto, the cutting of the wart, is because he holds you using a keli. I'm so not sure if I got this right. Yeah.
Commentator says, when it gives a summer of the tree, that it's a shavuos, because it's a shavuos.
I haven't written down here what it means. I can't figure out what I wrote. That's typical. Okay, I got it. I'm having a low time with Yosef Chida, Kavasa Ravasa. So, Rabbi Yosef Chida always said the things that are out there, the Shabbos, which we enumerate in our Mishnah, are Kavan Avah, even though they're Rabbanan. So, Chatichas Yabal Tolo, but Chatichas Yabal, you don't enumerate in our Mishnah that it's not the Shabbos, because it's the Raisa! So, says Mora, whoa! That's what I mean, begin to suffer be Kaili. It must be that's only because he knows you do with a Kaili. That's why it's the Raisa. Hain lo sover b'keili, so what do you want to infer for that? What if he didn't do b'keili? Is it a shvus? It can't be. Located Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Pligin, when is the machlokas? When I bite or bite, when nails are removed by the preferred method of biting. When is it considered to be a deraisa? When is it considered to be a derabbana? So, on Shabbos, of course. So here, please, my pleading, b'shenotlon who? So machlokes by when you bite off your own nails, if it's deraisa derabbana, because maybe you're going to do it right, maybe you're going to do it wrong. If you do it precisely, it should be a deraisa. If you do it inaccurately, it's derabbana. However, avlinotlon acher, if somebody else takes off your nails. Even with a keli, even with a nail clipper. Well, they didn't have nail clippers back then. I don't know what that look is. But even with a nail clipper, me'usine, they're repugnant. How's he going to cut the nails for it properly? So if that's the case, I don't understand how you're inferring that even if where there's a clear tzedoga, I saw lamaisa, I'm removing movement from either another human being or another animal. And we said, by cutting nails, that if I cut your nails, it's only a the Rabbanon, even if I use a Dr. Scholl's nail clipper, so to hear, how could it possibly be a Doraisa to use a Kaili on a Mum? Is that clear? It's repugnant. Who wants to get too close in order to examine it? Make sure that it's okay. So says the Gemara.
Artificial.
No, that's right. Both should be the... Both should be the Rabbanon, right, because somebody else is doing it. Both should be the Rabbanon. So it says, Rabbi Shani Yocha, Dichsiv Seba. It says you got to make the korban a good korban. You got to make korban a good korban. When you remove the word, you better be medaktik. So therefore here, either the keli is the raisa, because here, adarabba, where I'm cutting somebody else's fingernails, I don't want to be medaktik, it's repugnant. Why am I doing this? It's before manicures. Right? So why am I going to get involved? I don't want to know what's going on. It's only the Rabbanan, therefore, because I'm not medakting. But here, to make a valid korban, of course I'm going to be medakting. So if I'm going to be medakting, when I use a keli, of course it's going to be a chiv d'oraisa. Okay? That's what it says. Okay? Again, Amr Rabbi Yisrael Shani Yoch Disiv Zevach. Amr Ayman, Ramana said, Hazoya Shvus. Hazoya, sprinkling of... Boraduma water is shvus. Ask the Gemara, wait, ve'elu shvus hazoya dochin. So why is it that shvus, the shvus of hazoya, pushes off Korban Pesach? In other words, if my seventh day comes on Erev Pesach, comes out to be Shabbos, you can't do sprinkling of the Boraduma ashes, right? So that's one shvus we were matir. But yet on the other time, ve'elu ein dochin, the other shvus which you mentioned, Mishnah, which Pesach does push off. They don't push off Pesach. So what's the distinction between the two types of shvusim? So again, the shvus hazoy is not doiche, and the others are doiche, el shuzeh b'zevach b'zeh b'zovech. Interesting distinction. Depends where the psul is. If the psul is in the zevach, in the korban, or in the zoveach, or in the person, right? If it's in the Zevach, there's certain things which are Daicha Shabbos, certain Shvusim, certain Drabonot. Right? That's a mention of Mishnah. Washing the, cleaning the intestines, stuff like that, skinning, things like that. Those are Mutter. However, things have to do with the person who's being makiv, those are never Mutter. Okay? So again, the Zinshin is Zevach and the Zovech. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Bar Posi, the Bar Kapora, Kun Rabbi Zira, I skipped a line. Milsud Rabbi Zira, Amar, he's over, who's over, who's over, who's over. The following mission named Rabbi Yossi, the name of who? The following mission named Rabbi Zira. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Bar Posi, the Bar Kapora, what's the case? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Posi, no. Rabbi Zira said, the Bar Kapora said, how's it become Rabbi Zira? Oh, he's mentioned later on. Okay, scratch him. The words of Rabbi Zira indicate that there's no difference between a zavach and zovech. If we're matir to remove blemishes for one, we should matir for the other one as well. What's that? Tai Rabbi Yehuda Bar Posi. Rabbi Yehuda said, Bar Posi said, the Bar Kapora, I think I got it wrong again. Let's do that over again. Milsa Rabbi Zira Mahizav Chizovev Rabbi Zira's words, the response to Bar Kapora, indicate that he holds no difference between the Zavach and the Zovev. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pozzi, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pozzi learned, the Bar Kapora came, called Rabbi Zira and said, Hech Kibel Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shulz HaTshuva. How did Rabbi Lezer in the following Mishnah accept the distinction that Yotov doesn't push off in Issa Darabona? And even though he responded to him there, he responded about the difference between a mitzvah and a reshus. But he didn't draw the distinction between Zevach and Zovech. Why did he not draw a distinction in five Mishnah, which you could see imminently? Why is not draw a distinction between Zevach and Zovech? Okay, Rabbi Lezer, you draw the distinction between Zevach and Zovech, things in the Korban where the Shvusim are pushed off, and things in the person where the Shvusim are not pushed off. Rabbi Lezer doesn't know of such a chiluk. Who says Rabbi Lezer? That's all of your chiluk. That's the mission about to say. I'm Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said. This is Rabbi Lezer speaking. Umayim shchita shim mishum meloche. Shchita is a meloche. Torech is a Shabbos, bush of Shabbos. Eilu these the rabbanah shem mishum shvus, which are the shvus, loichus ha Shabbos. Loichus ha Shabbos, should they not certainly push on Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Yishoy Mishnah said, no, Yotav Yochiach, Yotav is different. Shita ba meloche, ilatum lechus oichal nevesh on Yotav. Vosar by mishum shvus, you're not allowed to do the rabbanot. Carrying an Eruv, whatever. Carrying an Eruv, because you'll have to carry on ship. An example. Cool. Good example. Thank you for saving me. So, Tchum is also on Yotiv, even though it's Rabbanan. So we see the Rabbanan is also on Yotiv. Now, according to Bar Kapora in the previous Gemara, what should Rabbi Yosef have answered? Should have answered. Rabbi Yeshua Karkashi asking, I'm talking about Zevach, you're talking about Zoveach. I'm talking about the Korban, I'm saying all Shvusim in the Korban are doing. You're bringing me a riot from a guy who's cooking on Yotav or a guy who's walking Tchum on Yotav. There's no comparison. Since he didn't answer that, says Rabbi Zira, it must be he doesn't know the chiluk between Zevach and Zoveach. He doesn't hold of that distinction. What's his distinction? He has one, but not the same one. How can he arrive from reshus, from optional activity, meaning what you're doing on Yotav in your own privacy, your own home, or in your own concerns, to Pesach? Pesach is a mitzvah. It's required to do. So there I say, Shmus is Teicha. Says, what? Ma reshus? What kind of reshus is this? It's a typo. Kormine says, Ma reshus. Sorry. Ma reshus, locates here, doesn't say, Hamechaos hakochim, Vamevadis hamoyados, something he desecrates, Kobonis, and makes a mockery of Yom Toivim, Vamevar Bishisha Avrom Avinu, and something he doesn't keep his mila properly. And someone who is Negal Pani Batera, somebody who teaches Torah improperly, meaning he doesn't paskin properly, or tell Pshatim the Torah properly. Avo Pishesh Biyodo Torah Masim Toivim, even though he doesn't have Torah Masim Toivim, Elo Chel Kerlam Habo, he has no portion of the world to come. Sakrim, let's say it's Rishus. Yotav is Rishus. Yotav is just as much mitzvah as Pesach. Adarab, it's a much more Chomer mitzvah. If you don't keep Yotav, you're going straight to hell. So what are you going to do? Right? How can you say it's only immersions? So, says Gemara. It's a good chap. Now, truth is, if I went to Gemara, I would have answered, knowing the Bavli, that Rabbi Lezer holds you don't have to be Samech on Yotav. Zeran the Bavli himself says, Dav Samechet says, according to Rabbi Lezer, O Kul Hashem, O Kul Hachem. You don't have to go and be happy on Yotav, right? That's what I've answered, but Yushami doesn't answer that. So Yushami must hold, even Rabbi Lezer, there's a minimal din of Simcha. That's why it's a valid question, Rabbi Eliezer. So, what does Yushami answer? Rabbi Yirmiyachap, Ma'u Rishus, Ratzah Bisha, Lo Ratzah Lo Bisha. Yeah, of course you have to be Sameach on Yotav. Do you have to cook on Yotav? Have cold cuts. They called tremendous Simcha. You don't have to cook. You're assuming that it's a Rabbi Yeshua is assuming it's a mitzvah to cook on Yotav. It's not such. It's by the funny term, they change it because it makes sense in context. Means this is what he should have asked, but here they change it to meshiv or meshiv bazeh, whatever they change because it's a funny term. Rabbi Lezer tzorich mizbazeh. Rabbi Yeshua, this is the kasha Rabbi Lezer could, even though it says tzorich, means should. Here it means could. Here's the question you could have asked Rabbi Yeshua. You could have asked Rabbi Yeshua like this. Okay. Hare Chagigas. Who's supposed to ask who? One second. God. Yeah, Rabbi Shua should have asked Rabbi Eliezer the following question. This is a question Rabbi Shua should have asked Rabbi Eliezer. Hare Chagigas Yontif. Listen, Rabbi Eliezer. The Chagigah of Yontif. Kishitascha, like you guys. You guys, who's Rabbi Eliezer from? What school of thought? Which school of thought did Rabbi Eliezer come from? Beis Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti Hava. He was from Beis Shammai. So what is Beis Shammai held about Smicha and Yontif? Can't do it. Not so Mecha and Yontif. Not so Mecha and Chagigas. So Aray, so you should have said, Chagigas Yontif Shitascha Tochiach. Shiatil Bar Meloch, you said if you're Mati Meloch Koshkin, you're Mati Shfus. Baloney, Rabbi Yeshua should have said to Rabbi Eliezer. He should have said, what about Chagigo, you're Mati the Meloch of Shchita, but not Mati the Shfus of Smicha. And you, Rabbi Eliezer, agree to that, because that's your Shita as Beis Shammai. Ha! What are you going to say to that? Right? So again, we should have said, yet what could Rabbi Lezer respond that? Lezer would respond that. Lo You know why there's a snikshur chayiv siyati without chayiv korim? Because don't bring it. So if they told you don't do smicha, Torah Pesach should chayiv and chayiv in lo korim, as opposed to Pesach where you don't do chayiv korim. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua could have learned, because they responded to Rabbi Yeshua. The Pesach is still more chomer. Ask Rabbi Yassivnei b'mas nisa. So why Taka doesn't he mention in the Mishnah? It says kimas nisan, but the mashpia changes to mas nisan. Take it. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar say to Rabbi Yeshua, you're being a riot for Yotah to Pesach? What kind of amaratsis is there? By Yotah, of course you know the rabbonets are not toicha, because you're not chayv koris if you don't eat well on Yotah. Torah Pesach chayv lo koris. By Pesach, wherever you don't do the rabbonets, you're going to be chayv koris. There's no comparison. So says Amar, very interesting answer. Rabbi says, very fascinating. Very good answer. Says, you know what? Kai dema Rabbi Yami. It's like Rabbi Yami said, Ashirin hoye b'tshuvos. There were many conversations based on Midrash. They were rich in conversations and all sorts of riots. But not all of them brought down. You think everything we have here is all Chazal could say about the topic? It's not all brought down. This is the Reader's Digest condensed version, right? Oh, Yavo, or let's say concerning this, Kaidim Rabbi Yassa, like Rabbi Yassa said, Kinish Nisle train timing, like a person's got two aces up his sleeve, right? He's got two reasons, who most of Chaimion only brings one down. So it's fundamental. Every Mishnah and Shas, you can really bring down countless more riots back and forth. But Chazal didn't bother. Only one sufficed. And that was the archetype from which you could deduce the others. So that's why he didn't bring down the chilul between kores and non-kores. Because you can learn that on your own. You don't need us for that. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva stepped to the plate. Rabbi Kiva comes and says, Rabbi Lezi, you're wrong. Shavuos is not doiche. Shavuos is not doiche for Korban Pesach. Hazoya tochiach, sprinkling of the waters for the Parah Aduma. Shu mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, no, you can't do Korban Pesach without it. Even shu shavuos and oyes and the rabbanon, v'ein adechus shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. Not allowed to, right? Avotal tit malelu. So to all these cases where we're not doiche Shabbos. Shabbos, Shem Mitzvah, even though they're about Mitzvah, Pesach, and Mishum Shavuos, and they're all the Rabbanans, Lo Yitchus HaShabbos, they don't push up Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Lezer said, V'alani Don! I want to be Matir Azoya! That's precisely my point! Mayim Shchita, Shem Mishum Melacha, if Shchita, which is also because of Melacha, Doichas HaShabbos, don't push up Shabbos, Hazoya, Shem Mishum Shavuos, Hazoya, Shem Mishum Shavuos, Lo Yitchus HaShabbos, should not put up Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva made him very mad. Rabbi Akiva said, oh, chiluf, you know what, let's try it the other way. Yes, by the way, the Mashbiach's Girsa is, ooh, chiluf, not oh, chiluf. He says, ooh is the contractual word, who. And it means the exact opposite. Because we're going to say Rabbi Akiva is going to be calling the carpet for being Mavaz's Rebbe here by saying, oh, chiluf. Mashmiah says, strange, if he said, or perhaps differently, that's the way he's supposed to speak to your Rebbe, right? He's supposed to say, or perhaps, Rebbe, it's different than what you said. So that's why he changes to who. He says it's the exact opposite. So Rabbi Kiva made a direct attack on Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so he said, let's say the opposite. My Mazoya Shemishum Shvu say the Dechzer Shabbos. If Azoya is not Dechzer Shabbos, forget it. Av Shchita Shemishum Lachol Dechzer Shabbos. Let's not do Shchita's Pesach when it comes out of Shabbos. When it comes out of Shabbos. Amru Rabbi Eliezer. Akiva. Mashakotsu Batoyra. B'Bein Arbaim. That's what it says in the Torah. Between our bayim, b'moado, b'im b'chol, b'im b'shabbos. How can you possibly say such a thing? Of course, shchita is doicha Shabbos. It says b'moado. It says b'im our bayim. So Rabbi Akiva said back to Mamalo, haveli moed le'elu kimoed b'shchita. You know why? Shchita is doicha because it says moed. But don't say moed by sprinkling paraduma water. That's why Azoya is not doicha Shabbos. Klamar Rabbi Kiva. Kiva said general principle. Kom loch shev shalom sos me erev Shabbos. Ein loch which can be done for erev Shabbos. Ein o doicha eser Shabbos. Does not push up shchat for Shabbos. Shchita. She yi ev shal la sos me loch me erev Shabbos. Doicha is a Shabbos that pushes off Shabbos. Okay? Now, Shlosh Shana Osir Rabbi Akiva Nichnas Litzur Rabbi Lezer V'loyer Yudebo. For 13 years, Rabbi Akiva learned from Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer didn't know who he was. V'zui Hatzcholas Tshuvas Arishay V'lei Rabbi Lezer. This is the first time he peeped up in front of Rabbi Lezer. This Mishnah. Amelo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Halo Zeho Am Asher Ma'astabo. This nation, he said about him, this poster, this nation that you repudiated, say atovi lochimbo, now go out and fight it. Now the rest of the Gemara is all messed up. Mashbiach says, now we should come to the line here at the top of the next page. Ashkach toni ba'adei kan maisa. Even though here Rabbi Akiva was inferior to Rabbi Lezer, later on in life, Rabbi Akiva superseded Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Akiva's words come first in Brises before the words of Rabbi Lezer. Which Brisa? Come back to Amud Aleph. Tamatina, we learned, Ezu derech rechoka min amod, what's considered to be derech rechoka, far from Yerushalayim, for Korban Pesach, min amodiyas lachutz, from Modin and beyond. Who can be dos choruach in that radius on all sides? Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's words are first. Rabbi Lezer memi askupas azara v'achutz. Rabbi Lezer says from beyond the azara. So we see that Rabbi Akiva, even though Rabbi Akiva started out being a Talmid for 30 years, Rabbi Lezer didn't know it was. By what means the first 12 years, till Rabbi Akiva went home and came back, Rabbi Lezer didn't know who he was, right? When he came back, then Rabbi Akiva got the courage to speak up. So then, and then later on, Rabbi Akiva comes first before Rabbi Lezer. All right, we'll leave the rest of it. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow here because then also this a little bit complicated the next morning. Tomorrow, kids.